Well, how are you today?
If I've counted right, this is the fourth lecture of the third South African.
This is what? The 26th of January, 1961, which is AD 11 is the proper date. AD 11, you see, that's after Dianetics. Dianetics came out as a published date May the 9th, 1950. You see, that's the proper New Year. You'd be surprised one of these fine days somebody be counting dates like that. After they run up to about 2,000 or something like that, they get tired of all those ciphers and start over again. They have to have an excuse, so we'll give them one. All right. Somebody pass me an E-meter, huh?
Thank you.
This is pre-session 38. Going to talk about nothing else right now. You should be very happy to have pre-session 38 because it's a wrap-up of Dianetics. Now, Dianetics and Scientology are two different subjects. They have two different goals and directions. Dianetics removes wrongnesses, and Scientology increases ability and knowledge. In other words, there are two different targets here, two entirely different targets. Look that over. If you process, Scientology-wise, to eradicate wrongnesses, you'll run into some difficulties. That's barely true, because your basic setup is that Scientology, by mental exercises, increases the familiarity of the person with a zone or area, with a resultant gain in ability, knowledge, know-how, and so on. Dianetics, on the other hand, deletes or strikes out from an area of the bank, a reactive mind, a certain difficulty. Now, my earliest use of Dianetics was to increase a person's ability to confront engrams, locks, and secondaries. That was abandoned after a while because it couldn't be taught. There wasn't enough communication, auditors couldn't do it, and so forth. That was laid aside, and we began to erase engrams. Now, the simple erasure of engrams, simply because there are so many of them, there are perhaps, I would say something like a dozen or two severe engrams per lifetime. And apparently there's 182 trillion years of track. And if for every 50 of those years, there's 25 engrams, you just multiply it up. Now, if you're going to erase all those engrams, all right. It can be done on a sort of a gradient scale. You run the engram necessary to resolve the case, and then you run another engram necessary to resolve the case, and so forth. Actually, however, in the hands of auditors in general, all that happened was is they just kept on erasing wrongnesses. You get the idea? So a whole new body of knowledge had to grow out of this, and we had Scientology, which is methods of increasing a person's ability, methods of familiarizing a person with certain areas and so forth. But let's look back over here at Dianetics, which is the subject of this lecture, and we find out that the greatest difficulty the PC is having is usually some wrongness which can be directly attacked and which is intimately and closely associated with the pre-clear's goals. This sort of thing happens. Running a model session, you say, all right, let's ask the PC for his goals. All right, he gives us a goal. Now, it's actually a long-duration, present-time problem. It has been with him a long time. He'll have maybe 3, 4, 5 goals. Certainly, 2 or 3 of these goals may add up to a wrongness that he wants to get rid of. Maybe another 2 or 3 of these goals, if you shook them down, would have to do with expansion of ability. In view of the fact that these long-term goals are long-duration present-time problems, they add up to a wrongness on which the PC is fixated. Now, he can be so fixated on that wrongness that his attention is insufficiently free to do anything else but regard that wrongness. There is the whole matter of attention units. Now, that, of course, is simply an illustrative thing of something that can't be illustrated. That if you have the idea of a PC having a finite number of attention units and then certain of these units being trapped in the bank, you will see that his attention in present time is less broad than it should be. Now, of course, a PC does not have a finite number of attention units. He has an infinite number of attention units. But nevertheless, it's a good comparison. And it just merely serves as an illustration. Let's say he has 100 attention units. And he tells you, well, I'd like to get rid of my asthma. Yes, that's the goal. And I'd like to recover my ability to paint pictures, which I did very well in my teens. And I'd like to get over these sudden sharp pains I get in my back. You see what's happening here. He's giving you a long-term present-time problem plus a regain of ability plus a present-time problem plus a regain of ability. All right. His attention, every time he tells you one of these wrongnesses, like his asthma or the pain in his back, he's telling you that a certain number of these hypothetical 100 attention units are tied up. Now, this has a mechanical reaction on a PC, which should be of considerable interest to you. If a PC's attention is, let us say, tied up 92% on his asthma, he has 8% left for present time. This makes him relatively unaware of what's going on. But you're only working with 8% of his attention units in doing these drills to increase his knowledge and ability. Cool. Now, this is of great interest to you. Unless you take an early and immediate action in his processing to free up these attention units, you'll keep on working with the 8%, and of course you won't get very far. Now, HAS co-audit 1 and 2 is reportedly working with very good tone arm movement on all but 3 people in this South African ACC. 2 of those people are getting no tone arm motion at all, and one of them is very slight. Now, you could just say like this, they're working with about 3% of their attention on the process. And the process isn't freeing up attention units on some wrongness on which they're fixated. Now, these people would be very heavily fixated on some wrongness someplace in the bank. That's all you can say to that. It is so fixated that the process won't even touch it. I mean, not even HAS co-audit 1 and 2 associates to them. This wrongness on which they are fixated is disassociated from any process which is being run on them. And so you're getting no tone arm motion of any kind whatsoever. You follow that? In other words, until you free up a few more units on these people with something else, an HAS co-audit 1 and 2 isn't going to bite. Now, that must be pretty rough, because HAS co-audit 1 and 2 are so generalized that you'd think they'd bite on anything. But here we have a couple of cases where they're not biting. Now, let's take up and a third case where the bite is very slight. Now, let's take up the hypothetical fact here, and I don't say their banks are arranged this way at all. I'm just using this as an illustration. And say all of their attention is fixated upon a compulsion or obsession which they have, on which they are very worried, and which they haven't even told their auditor about. And they feel all the time the processing is going forward that nothing is going to happen to this compulsion or obsession because this is an HAS co-audit process and has nothing to do with their compulsion or obsession. You got the idea? So their attention is very tied up. Now, you'll find this person doing all sorts of weird things. They will boil off, you know, dope off. They'll go, blah, thud. Or they won't be very alert. Or when they get up out of their seat, they try to walk through a chair. You know, this kind of thing. So this hypothetical statement here is just that they haven't enough attention units to observe the environment. Now, we consider that a thetan in good shape is capable of everything he's capable of. And that all of our gains are relatively negative gains. We consider the thetan to have been cut down from size by the unfamiliarities he's encountered in his livingness. And until we rehabilitate those unfamiliarities by making them familiar, why, he will not regain his native ability. All right, how about this 92% over here fixated on a wrongness, you see? Now, if HAS co-audit 1 and 2, his processes don't touch any part of this wrongness on which he is looking and on which he is fixated, if there's no touch there at all, no connection of any kind, what do you suppose you can do about it? What can you do about it? Well, now, you can do this for any case, and it isn't for just these two cases that I'm giving you pre-session 38. I'm giving it to you for all cases. Those are just extremes. All right, now let's take this fellow. We process and process and process, and he doesn't make any gain in the graph and very slight gain in the IQ. What about this fellow? Well, you're processing, let us say, the small percentage of his attention units, and the bulk of his attention units are caught up in the bank, fixated elsewhere, and you're not touching them in any way, and this is his personality, which is tied up right there, bang. You've got to have something that touches his tied-up attention units. Now, the way this is otherwise expressed is the fellow has a long-term present-time problem. He is so interested in this present-time problem that he cannot give any of his attention to doing anything but resolving that present-time problem. So everything he processes, he does an alter is in his mind as you give him the command and tries to address whatever process you are running to his present-time problem. You follow that? Yeah. Instead of just doing the process, he says, well, now let's see. I have an electronic here, and actually there's an electronic engram, and if I could get that electronic engram run out, then this asthma here, that will go away, and so forth. So I'll just concentrate my attention on the electronic and everything the auditor tells me. Why, then I'll address this electronic, and then that will make this asthma go away. And got it? So we're getting this string I was illustrating in the Congress. B over here to A, but we got a via. And everything you're doing to him is going through this via. And you haven't got a straight string at all. And actually, when his attention units are very, very tied up, why, of course, it's a ball of twine that you're going through. And it alterizes like mad. Now, there's always a certain amount of impasse. There's always a certain amount of kink in the string. But processes in general take care of this with the greatest of ease. How about this extremity? This thing that doesn't give up easily. Now, what you cannot blow with two-way comm on this E-meter has to be processed. What you cannot blow with two-way comm or address of attention has to be processed with a drill. That is one of the truisms of processing. If it does, of course, blow with two-way comm, you don't, of course, process it any further. It's blown. You're trying to kill a horse that's already dead. And any attempts to kill this horse, of course, will not even result in a deader horse, you see. He's a dead horse, and he'll stay dead, and that's it. Now, when you move the PC's attention suddenly off his present-time problem, it almost knocks his head off. Do you know that your little ARC breaks that you hand him, your sudden surprises, you use a model session to minimize surprises. See, it is surprises. Surprise is simply defined as an unexpected change. That is what a surprise is. Now, if you have an unexpected change, his attention is over here on his present time problem, and you all of a sudden kick him in the feet or something and say, hey, wake up, come around here. All right, pay attention to what I'm giving you. And sometimes, this isn't invariable, sometimes he takes his attention fully off this present time problem, brings it over here. The present time problem, however, is represented by some kind of bank mass, and it hits him, boom! And he gets very upset with you. He feels that he has been very badly betrayed. What you did, he had his attention fixed over here on this object, you see. And by his attention, he was holding this object there, you know, holding it there. And all of a sudden you say, hey. And he goes like this, pow! Now, that's another illustration of a present time problem. He's got his attention over here on this so thoroughly that everything you're saying is being filtered in through this present time problem, you see? And, of course, your process isn't addressed to the present time problem, and it isn't resolving the present time problem, and he just doesn't make any gains. PC makes no gain on his profile. Profile, no gain. He has a present time problem that hasn't been touched. If his profile drops, he has ARC breaks. If his profile rises, you did all right. But an ARC break is just a sudden change of pace that was unexpected that the PC considers unfriendly. It's these snap-ins of masses and that sort of thing on him, shifting his attention, shifting his point of view. You know, he was looking at everything from the middle of his skull, and all of a sudden something shakes up and goes whir-clang, and he has to look then from just back of his left ear, and his own location changes, things like this. But it happened suddenly, and it happened uncomfortably. You want changes, but not that kind. Some auditors audit on the basis that the best session is one which gives a total effect. You know the old effect scale. At the top of the scale, a fellow can give or receive a feather or a lead plate effect, see? He can give a light one or a heavy one, you see? But as it goes downscale, the ability to give light ones disappears. And when you get to the bottom of the scale, it's all total effect, see? If we're going to do something to somebody, it must be with total effect. Nearly all the weapons of this planet are useless. There's hardly a weapon on this planet. Actually, there is no weapon on this planet that I know of in practical use which has any usefulness, because they're all total effect weapons. You take a revolver, you can't use them. Why? Put holes in people and lets the Thetan out. It's very embarrassing to be standing there with a very high, large caliber weapon at a range of 2 feet on somebody who's going to knock your block off. You start thinking twice about what you're going to do about it. If he doesn't frighten because of the weapon, why, about the least you can do is shoot his foot off or something like this, you see. You could radiant scale it somehow. But you've still left blood around on the pavement, and the sanitation department and so forth gets after you. Now, let's look at this as a total effect weapon. Supposing you had a bullet which would exert enough pressure against the person to keep him from closing the distance. Didn't leave any nasty holes in him. Now, that would be a very practical weapon. We haven't got any, so we use other types of weapons. But nobody's developed them on this planet. They're all total effect weapons. Now, what ready good is an atom bomb? Of what possible use is an atom bomb? It has no use whatsoever. They tried to modify them so they're fired by cannon on the battlefield. What's this all about? They've had stuff on the battlefield that killed every man, woman, and child in the ranks in a radius of a square mile for some time. They didn't need that weapon there. No, they use it against cities and so on. Well, it's not even disciplinary. Do you know the great powers of the world today are really red-faced? They haven't any weapons, and they don't realize it. And so all the little nations are saying, nya, 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 nya. Because these big powers are standing around with a super colossal total effect. We're going to total effect everybody if you don't, well, I don't know. It takes a pretty fantastic situation where the fellow is willing to commit suicide to discipline you by killing you. But, of course, killing you doesn't discipline you. It eradicates you. So you'll find people who deal with these total effects are not well obeyed. A revolver, by the way, isn't a total effect. It's just a little bit too much effect. But an atom bomb, that's total effect. So it's not a weapon. Now, you get auditors auditing like they were atom bombs. They got to make a total effect on the PC. There are not many of these. Not many such auditors, by the way. And they've sort of collapsed by natural laws and so forth along the track. Or their cases have gotten resolved. I was thinking of one auditor in particular. He was a total effect boy. Way back in 1950. And he just didn't think anybody was making any kind of a gain unless they were just shot in half. You know? Their engram bank had to be spilled all over the floor, you see? And they had to be in a screaming funk. And if anything upset this auditor, if anything ever upset this auditor, it was to have a PC sit there and quietly recover from whatever's wrong with him. And boy, did that upset this auditor, because he knew he was getting no place. This is the effort to have a total effect, you see? Well, fellows down in the total effect band aren't very conscious of what they want anyhow, so they never notice these various things. I am appealing to people who are conscious enough to notice. All right. Dianetics is a fantastic weapon. And it has to be handled with care and respect. Now, one of the reasons Dianetic engram running hasn't done too much in recent years is because auditors were not well oriented on the use of the meter for the resolution of a case. They would want to take something, an engram, that would resolve the entire case right now. Not the engram, you see, that the PC could run, but the engram that would resolve the whole case, the whole 182 trillion years, all in one ball. Such an engram doesn't exist. There is no such engram. So they start hunting and punching around on the track, and they run a bit of this, and they decide it isn't it, and they run a bit of that, and they decide that isn't it, and they run a bit of something else, and they decide that isn't it, and by this time they've got 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 20 engrams in restimulation. And the PC says he feels confused, and the auditor considers that this is just an affront. Now, there are ways to use Dianetics. And here we have pulled it out of the rag bag and put it back in the lineup, dusted it off, and chrome polished it. The way you use Dianetics is to resolve the long-duration present-time problem which the PC announces as a goal, if you can do it. Now, the only case on which you cannot run any Dianetics at all, or the only cases there too, is the case that has a flickering bank or a shifting bank. The control of the case is so poor that the case cannot stay in any given instant in time, but shifts. You start to run a perambulator, and you get 425 perambulators. And you try to make the PC go through one incident involving perambulator, and the PC tries to run scraps of 425 incidents concerning perambulators. Get the idea? But then doesn't do that very long before they're running incidents that have to do with pitchforks, which had nothing to do with perambulators, and you haven't even mentioned pitchforks. When control is bad on a case, or when you get an inverted control on a case, the bank is not under control. And it is very difficult for the auditor to put the bank under control because the bank is going flicker-flack, flicker-flack. Well, we have such a case. Had such a case right here in Hasse. Case made very little gain under auditing. Was making gain, but it was not proportionate to the gain that should have been made. And belatedly, because nobody'd asked him, I found out what cooks with this case. Gets a picture, as soon as the auditor mentions the picture, disappears. Gets a picture, as soon as he starts to tell the auditor what he's looking at, disappears. Gets a picture, disappears. Gets a picture, disappears. Gets a picture, disappears. Gets a picture, disappears. The idea? Stays in no instant in time at all. Totally unstabilized with regard to time. Now, trying to run an engram on this fellow would be an impossibility until you had run, well, at the lowest ebb, the CCHs, SCS, 8C, and now we're up to the highest ebb, Formula 20, which you will get, which is the failed control. Help and failed control is Formula 20. Now, anybody, by the way, can run on Formula 20. It's nothing to be ashamed of, but I'm talking about the lower range of cases now. The reason the CCHs work is by putting a person under control, his bank comes under control, and therefore he goes out of the engram that is bedeviling him. That is the exact mechanism of why the CCHs work. That's why SCS works, that's why HC works. This is a brand new discovery I've made here in the last few weeks, really. And it's holding true. Very good. CCHs work because the bank goes under control. The person's in bad shape and couldn't respond to other auditing because the bank isn't under control enough so that it can be audited. It's just wild. It's like trying to drive an automobile which is already tearing down the street without a driver at 60 miles an hour. You can't do anything with it. If you're hanging on the running board with the idea that you're going to fix the motor, your goal is to fix the motor, you're entirely overlooking the fact that it's going down the street at 60 miles an hour without a driver. So you have to fix it up so that it gets a driver before you can fix any motors. You got the idea? All right. Pre-session 38 consists of just this. Hearing the individual's statement of a long-term, present-time problem, and finding some reasonable genus for that problem, some reasonable departure point for that problem, on the E-meter. Running that as an engram, using duplicative, which is to say beingness, processes. A test has to be made before you can run pre-session 38. Run an engram, rather, in pre-session 38, and that test is simply to find out if the individual can be anything. If the individual can be anything, looking around the room, look around this room and find out if there's anything in the room that you could be, or you'd be willing to be. That's just the test, see? The individual looks around for a long time, finds out he could be you or the inkstand or something like that. It doesn't matter what the comm lag is. It could be a half-hour comm lag. As long as he can find something in the room that he could be, then it's perfectly all right to run pre-session 38. But if he can't find anything in the room that he could be, don't you touch pre-session 38. Got it? That'll be the very rare case that can't be anything in the room. Very rare. A lot of people who are making like psychos can run engrams. Engram running goes pretty far down scale. But this person would have to be under some slight control. And it's an indication of control that he'll just answer your question, don't you see? What he'd be willing to be in the room. Now, finding that, it is now safe to find an engram and run it. Now, there are two ways you can run an engram. One is just run it. Book one, Dianetics, Modern Science, Mental Health, book one, bang, that's it. Or any variation of that. And there are countless variations. It is too easy to run an engram, so it naturally gets variations accumulated to it. You tell a person, start at the beginning and go through to the end, and start at the beginning and go through to the end, and start at the beginning and go through to the end. That's how you run an engram. Now, it doesn't matter whether you do it with finger snaps or anything else. He has to stay in the incident and run it. You see, he can't run that and 20 other incidents. There are some incidents can peel off the incidents he's running. You'd naturally expect locks and secondaries to come off of it. But for him to go into other incidents and early incidents and later incidents at all, he won't be able to run the engram. Therefore, his control has to be good. And if an individual were doing this, the indicated processes are, from the bottom up, CCHs, which of course includes your HC, SCS, or Formula 20. This is your indicated approach to the case, just to get near the thing so that you could run some kind of an incident off the case. The command with which you would run the engram, which you had discovered, if you were going to run it with beingness, which is the fastest way to run it, is what part of that incident would you be willing to be? I don't give you that as a parrot command. I have varied it slightly here and there as a command. But it's willing to be incident. You want to know what part of the incident or what is there in that incident you would be willing to be, which is the command I've used most. What in that incident would you be willing to be? And the incident just goes right straight through on a Dianetic run. Only that particular one repairs the havingness as fast as it runs the mass of the engram out. Because the duplication ability is entered in as the mass goes out. Whereas Dianetic engram running can run down havingness unless you add the havingness. Havingness is ability to duplicate. Ability to duplicate is best expressed by beingness. Substitute method of expressing duplication, be. So, you could find this incident, which is a probable genus of the person's difficulties, and run it as an engram. Just from beginning to end, run it through. Wouldn't matter how long it took. Take you maybe the absolute outside ought to take you about 10 hours. That'd be the absolute outside. If you're taking longer than that, you stink. That's all. Because that's the longest I ever took to run an engram. I'm just tired of this 75 hours to run an engram. What the devil's going on? What are they doing? What are they doing? Whistling Yankee Doodle and God Save the Queen every 5 minutes? What are they doing? They couldn't possibly be running engrams if it took 75 hours to run one. I've run some of the severest engrams you ever heard of in 10 hours. Real rough ones on real lousy PCs. Of course, I have this advantage, is I don't let them slip out of control. They do run the incident that I got them in. Got that? But, of course, there is the case that can't stay in the incident long enough to run it. And that test is beingness. Individuals flicker-flack. He's never got a present time, so he can't be anything in present time. Now, what establishes what you run? The PC's present time problem of long duration. Trouble with mother. Present time problem. I'd like to get over goal for the session. See, they say goal for the session, but actually mean present time problem. I would like to get over my long difficulty with an aversion to mama. That's my goal in getting audited. Why, you say, wait a minute now. See now. Well, of course, just chug away at this with failed help and so forth. I'll get there. Oh, yes, you'll get there, except for this reason. This one little thing is wrong here. All the PC's attention, 99 and 44 one-hundredths, the way it says on ivory soap, of the PC's attention is fixated on trying to get along with Mother. So he comes into session every time, and he's got a present-time problem with Mother. And you never get a chance to run anything. You just keep patching up little present-time problems and trying to get 5 minutes of auditing in, and you monkey. It's because he hasn't got enough of these theoretical attention units free to put his mind on anything else with his attention with Mother. So he doesn't make any gains, so he doesn't get well, so you get very impatient with him. Eventually, you feel like throwing him out of the fifth-story window, hoping he splashes at the bottom. That's because he's giving you a failed help. Well, this is how not to get one of these failed helps. He said he'd like to get along with his mother. He did. That's what he said as his goal. As a matter of fact, he took up yogi and chiropractic to do the same thing, but both of those failed. The idea. He's had a lot of failures on this. But that doesn't mean that it still can't be run and undercut. Well, you take your E-meter here and carefully watching. This is pre-session. A pre-session is run without a model session. A formula is run with a model session. A regimen is run with a model session after you've found the confront and having this process as the PC. Those are the differences of these three things we're talking about these days. All right, so you assess this case on the subject of mama. Goals for the session. Now, you'll get that out of the assessment. You do an assessment sheet on your PC, and he'll give you this if you know enough to ask for it, because that's all you want out of the assessment sheet, is to find out what chronic goals or PTPs this individual has had. Aha! That's what you pay attention to on that assessment sheet, no matter how many pages of additional material there are. Therefore, you don't even have model session. You can go right into it on a pre-session. Pre-session, you just say, well, start the session. The session started now. We're gonna look around here and see if we can't find something that has something to do with your inability to get along with mama. And we start in on scouting down the thing, and we finally keep watching this thing. Now, he's announced three goals to us. So our first action is an assessment on the goals. Which one is the severest? We want the one on which most of his attention is centered. Now, we could say, well, we'll take the least one and solve that and run him on a gradient scale. But we're running Dianetics. Hasn't got much of a gradient scale to it. Let's take the one his attention is most on, and that will give you the biggest drop. So you've got three goals. He wanted to get along with Mama. He would like to get rid of his glasses. And he would like to be able to run a foot race again. We assess these glasses, foot race, nothing. Very little fall. Mama, $15 drop. So we ask this type of question, and this is a very, very patterned question. We say, when did you decide to get even with your mama? Now, after all, we're running his mama, not mama as a general terminal. We're running this mama. Now, of course, scientologically, we know confounded well that he has had an awful lot of mamas, and he's been mama a lot of times himself, and some of the overts which he's pulled in the name of being mama would have stood the provost marshal's hair on end. So, we are just going to take this mama. We are not going to go whole track and look for the rock. You got that? Not this trip. When did you decide to get even with your mama? Oh, I never did. When was that? All right, we find when it was, and we run it as an incident. As easy as that. When did he decide, we want the overt against Mama? And we get the overt motivator sequence. We ask, when did you decide to get even with her or something? And we're just going to run it as an incident. Oh, you don't care if it takes a while to run this as an incident. Just start at the beginning of that and go through to the end of it. Yes, yes, go on, go on, go on. Continuing type acknowledgments. Little quasi-half acknowledgments. No. Yes, yes, yes. All right, okay, good, good, good. Fine. No, go on, go on. Yeah, and then. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he comes out through to the end of it. You say, all right, good enough. Was that all of that? Well, the next day, something or other happened. You say, that's fine. Now, go back to the beginning and go all through it again. All the rules of Dianetics are still extant. They didn't disappear just because I stopped talking about them. People sort of think that we've made these things up, but you'll find them 100,000 years from now, they still hold good. And that is, the PC comes up the tone scale on the incident, and if it's really resolving, he will come up tone scale, and he will be apathetic about it. And then, or Mama will be the only emotional thing around, and then he gets apathetic, and then, of course, he goes into a little bit of grief, but that, of course, is probably lodged up in a secondary, and you probably won't get all of that. Probably just be a lick, you'll feel sad, then you'll be afraid, then you get mad about it, and then you get bored. And at that point, he'll tell you, well, he's got that resolved, and he's tired of it now. And a very bad auditor who doesn't know anything about what he is doing will say, well, all right, we will leave it at that point. Boredom is part of the tone scale and occurs immediately before conservatism and enthusiasm. I have already had an example of a modern auditor reaching boredom with an incident and then saying that's that, and the case not moving from that point on until I suddenly found out that an incident had been run and left at boredom on the very subject he was now trying to address scientologically with the general process. And all the case did was say how bored he was with it. And the auditor wanted to interest the PC, not audit him. So, what was the result of the case hung fire because the incident wasn't planned? No, it goes up to enthusiasm and even above. Now, the right incident is already selected by the fact that it's fixed in the PC's mind by its being a long-duration present-time problem. So the incident is right there. That's your pre-selector. The PC runs it, of course, because his attention is all on it anyway. It frees up, and that is the end of that goal. Now you get on with some auditing. Now, don't think you've done other than make the PC feel better about life. You have done that by the deletion of a wrongness. You could now go for broke and make a horrible mistake and run several more incidents and do nothing but Dianetic auditing from there on. You got that? That would be a mistake. He's got two more goals. He wants to get rid of his glasses, and he wants to win foot races. You take those up. Not more bric-a-brac on the track, merely because it happens to be, you happen to be of an exploratory frame of mind. You see? Pre-session 38 is just pre-session 38. And it is simply designed to do nothing but remedy the PC's difficulty on which his attention is so fixed that his ability cannot be expanded. Now, there are two types of goals that he will announce to you. One type of goal has to do with getting rid of some trouble with somebody. Now, he already knows the somebody, but in most of his goals that he announces to you, particularly the more esoteric ones like glasses, he'd like to get rid of his glasses, he hasn't found the somebody. It is true that all these present-time problem-type goals have one assessment rule. There aren't two types that have two types of rules. There's just one assessment rule. And it's the I, who, when rule. I, who, when, and that is exactly the order in which you ask the questions. You ask them in that exact order. Who, when. The PC says I. You say who, and on the E-meter, find out when. Now, with his difficulties with Mama, he says I, Mama, and you've only got to ask when. But nevertheless, the I, who, when is still in force. But he knew it was Mama. Now, with his glasses, he hasn't a clue. He doesn't know where he is. I would like to get rid of my glasses. Oh, my glasses? I would like to get rid of my glasses. Just look at it as a statement. He's telling you, I am in a valence that wears glasses. And I don't know who it is. And I don't like it. So the I, who, when rule applies. He said, I, my, you know, glasses. And you say, who wore glasses? That's right there, see? You're Johnny on the spot. And you never, don't ever try to get original because it'll work every time just this way. There's nothing to it. He said, I'd like to get rid of my glasses. Who wore glasses? He says, I'd like to get rid of my cough every morning. You say, who? Who coughed? Got the idea? He said, eyeglasses. You say, who glasses? Got it? Now, to round this off, you find out when. You find out the year, the month, the day, the hour, and the minute of the incident. You don't even have to infer there's an incident there. It's there. Otherwise, he wouldn't be wearing glasses. The incident must be right here in PT. So you put it on the track. That all by itself may destroy the whole idea of he's wearing glasses. If you're very, very good at this, and if the incident is quite light, it blows on inspection and dating. And there when he's glasses, he's at it. He isn't holding on to that anymore. You got it? Now, if it's pretty heavy, you run it just as before. You find an incident, and you either run it from beginning to end, or if it seems to be... Well, you know, some of these incidents go backtrack. You can't help that. It's a backtrack thing, and it's a past life in re-stim. And there being a past life in re-stimulation, you can't, just for the sake of something or other, you can't immediately say, well, what? There must be. You'll have to. I'm sorry, but we're not running past lives today, so you'll have to find something in the present life that... I don't think that'd be very sensible. No, you have to take, to make somebody well, you have to take what is. And the funny part of it is, if it is a past life, and if it is in present time re-stimulation like mad... The whole thing is right there, even on a field case. A case has got a field or something like that. If you hit it right on the button, the field is in the incident. It's quite interesting to see a field fold up. Fields are sometimes only 10 minutes in duration on the whole track, but that 10 minutes has been in re-stimulation for the last billion years. He happened to be in a dark room at the moment he was, as the moment he stabbed somebody in the back, at the moment he was stabbed in the back, you see? Some kind of an overt motivator sequence that all took place in the dark. Brr, bow. And he's had it right there. See? Well, that'll fold up on this kind of a run. But it's I, who, when. And if he tells you a who, he'd like to get along with his mama, you know you're already in the second stage. So all you've got to do is find the when. Now, you want an overt. You don't want a motivator. It's a very, very happy day that a PC will sit there. It'd be a happy day if he could get well by running motivators. There are two or three things you can do to flick one of these incidents out in a hurry. You say, what did you do in that incident? Mama is beating him. Mama is beating him. Mama is beating him. You see, Mama is beating him. And Mama, what did you do to Mama? Not a thing. Just out of thin air, she swooped down upon me and started to beat me. You say, good. Well, what happened just before that? Nothing. I was sitting there playing with my blocks, minding my own business. And you say, well, what happened just before you were minding your own business? Well, I poured all of her perfume down the sink. Well, okay, let's run that. Let's run that and the beating. Let's run everything you got here. Actually, you get the postulates out of it and the hostility and so forth. And suddenly folds up. Things will turn into a secondary sometimes. They were quite interesting. But if you got the right incident, even though it was right there in restimulation, the PC actually knew nothing about it. And that is one of the conditions of these incidents. If you've got the right one, it's something that the PC knew nothing about until you found it. It's a withhold of magnitude. It's very funny, you know, this somebody who tells you, I haven't any engrams, you know. I've never had anything bad happen to me. Never have. I've reached the age of 40 and nothing has ever happened to me. Never been knocked out, never been injured, nothing. I have stomach trouble all the time. And I can't account for it since nothing ever happened to me, and therefore I don't think your theory there, your ideas in Dianetics are very good. They always talk in these terms, you know, your ideas or your this. It's a little back off, no ownership, nothing of the sort. Because you've already jarred into view the fact there's some hidden incident of some kind or another. Well, you can knock into view more hidden incidents than you can count with an E-meter. But usually, when one is really hung and it's obsessive and it's really tough, it is a hidden incident. The individual has forgotten it. By just knocking it into view, you sometimes knock it out. But you customarily would consider you had to do something about running it some way or another. If it's a long backtrack incident, I don't think you'll get rid of it with anything short of what in that incident would you be willing to be. And that, of course, overcomes the unreal factors of the incident and a few things like this. I, who, when. And blow it or run it, one or the other. Now, he's the foot race that we were speaking of a moment ago. He wanted to run foot races and so forth. Well, you say, who used to run foot races? Not even with you, but who used to run foot races? And he all of a sudden remembers his father was a sprinter, an Olympic team sprinter. He'd forgotten this. Well, when did you decide to get even with your father? That's not always the question, but it's a good leader question on such an incident as this. So I don't know, twang. When, spot it right down. All of a sudden, he fantastically resented his father being an Olympic team sprinter. Because when he was a little boy, he could never run away to keep from getting spanked. And his solution to the situation was, of course, to become a good foot racer. So you could even follow out a non-logical, or rather stupid goal. You take somebody who's 50 or 60 who wants to become a foot racer. That sounds pretty weird. You could take your offbeat goals, you could run them all down if you wanted to. And of course, if you're real smart, you run down all these offbeat or present time problem type goals and take care of them with precession 38. And you've really got somebody set up there. As a matter of fact, he'll start feeling so good long about that point, he won't know why you want to go on with auditing. But then you can take off with auditing. Now, let's say you're giving him a 25-hour intensive. You have now utilized, let us say, 5, 6, 7 hours of auditing time. You've got these things all straightened out. You've got his goals met up with the I, who, when, the meter, and the time, and all that. And now you just start out on some low-level process of some character or another, like Formula 13 for Scientologists, Formula 15. Carry it through and gee, it just runs just swish, swish, crash, crash, bang, bang, thud, thud, gang, gang, roll, roll, you know. He's coming right on up the line. But if you tried to run, I'm talking to you now about very expert, very good auditing. If you tried to run these just off the cuff without taking care of any of the goals of the PC, if you've got raw meat off the street, they'll make very, very slow gains indeed. Because their attention is too wound up. They came in to get audited off the test PE line. They came in to get audited because they have migraine headaches. And that's why they're there. And because you get rid of their migraine headache in 5, 6, 8, 10 hours of run, they won't know why you continue to audit them at first, because they've already met up all of their goals. And you'll bring them across the stream then, you see. And they all of a sudden say, wow, you know, I'm on my way someplace, and I'm not quite sure where, but it feels mighty good, you know. And you say, well, that's Scientology. And you've had a chance to give him then 15 hours of improving his ability and let him find out that he wanted an improved ability, which is a very good thing, don't you see? If you just went ahead and did nothing but eradicate psychosomatics, you know, these little cotton-picking stupid ills that have nothing to do with anything, if you just went ahead and did nothing but that, of course, you just eradicate some wrongnesses and, well, you just drop yourself into the category of an MD or something like this. Where are they? They're being engulfed today by the Scientologist. Okay, you savvy this pre-session 38? Okay, thank you.